It's an interesting note that he ends on. I guess I could extrapolate for myself why trying to conquer pain would be a disaster. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to?
Yeah, I mean, how we set it up in our mind of, I will conquer pain is there's such a bifurcation in the mind of me exerting my will over pain that I'm experiencing that I want to get rid of. So that there's a split or a division. And that's as soon as there's a division like that, then of course there's a lack of balance or a lack of stability. And also, I will conquer pain is so much based on we all can. I don't want it. I shouldn't have it. That should be this way, but it's real and true, it's painless, blissful body. It's not a bad thing, but the reality is the way we set it up. It perpetuates that tension in the mind. Especially when we approach it that way, then the chances of it actually happening are pretty slim, and then even if we do conquer pain, then we tend to it reinforces that kind of split. So then, when the next time we meditate or deal with it, and we're unable to do it, then we feel we failed. So it's not much of a learning process. It's really a real sense of there's a lot of dukkha involved in that process. A lot of stress in the mind to hold it down.
Is it sort of adding suffering to suffering?
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah. And the reality also is that we have to work with pain or deal with pain. It's always going to be there. But it's being able to, rather than it being an object that we're trying to conquer, then it's something that we're taking interest in or learn how to understand or pay attention to how we react or pay attention to how we can hold it so that it's not suffering. So then we can learn in that way. And through that, oftentimes pain will dissipate. It's impermanent as well. But that willful effort tends to be set one up for disaster.